This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm excited about our guest today, Swish Goswami. He's built a multi-hyphenate career, 22 years old. He's already a serial entrepreneur for a long time. LinkedIn Youth Editor, past Fortune 500 consultant for companies such as Google, American Express, and others, a venture capitalist, a UN Youth Ambassador, three-time TEDx speaker, disruptor, curator, a builder, an influencer, and CEO and co-founder of TrueFan. Swish, thanks for spending a few minutes with us today.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, that's great. I appreciate that. So talk to me about mentors or those entrepreneurs who have seen something in you, invited you into something, and have made an impact on your life.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, there are quite a few. I mean, I think the closest ones to me are Michael Hyatt, who ran Blue Cat Networks in Toronto, and he's now sold that business and he's investing through his family office. And then Gary Vaynerchuk as well has been an incredible mentor, someone I looked up to growing up. And then when I had the chance to meet him and then speak alongside him and really connect with him, he's someone that obviously motivated me to take this kind of irregular path and drop out of school and make a career out of myself in entrepreneurship. So those two people I think have been great. But again, like we have seven advisors at TrueFan, equity holders who all have come in and are providing great knowledge to my co-founder and I around growing a business, hiring properly, scaling a company, thinking about doing a Series A, acquiring companies, which we've done now before. That's been great to see. And then we have an extended network of about 34 investors as well. So I've purposely built a business where I'm putting myself around people so that I don't always have to call the shots independently and I have people to be able to bounce ideas off.
Yeah, that's very smart. And, you know, something me as an early entrepreneur 20 plus years ago wish I had learned sooner, not needing to know all the things and have all the credit and put it all on my shoulders. That seems like that's an old school way of doing it. It took me a while to learn that. I'm glad you have. What advice do you have somebody coming up that's thinking about going into business for themselves? They feel that entrepreneur curiosity. They may think, am I too young or do I not have the resources? What are some things they should look at doing?
Yeah, I think A is most of the doubts that you'll have going into a business should never be about traits outside of the business itself. So you can have doubts about, okay, will this business work? And that's fine. That's actually good. It means you're going to work harder to research about who your competitors are, what the market looks like, what is it that's unique that you're providing. But stuff like I'm too young, like I don't know why, but I feel like I don't have sympathy for people who feel that way, because especially in entrepreneurship, it's actually quite an industry that leans young. Like I would feel worse, I think, if I was 65 and 70. I think there's some fantastic entrepreneurs past the age of 50, but I think they get more overlooked than a 22 or a 25 year old now that decides to start their own business, just because of the way that I guess the media has glamorized entrepreneurship and that kind of dorm room dropout, if you will. But at the same time, I think my biggest advice is get into entrepreneurship, not just because you're looking to make money, but because you truly have a sense of purpose with what you're doing, right? Like it's cliche, but again, during those days, like I just mentioned, where you don't want to get out of bed, it's incredibly hard, I think, to tie your self-worth or the reason you're building your business to money. Because a lot of people never see the money in entrepreneurship until 5, 10, 15 years goes by, right? And you have that exit, which some people, by the way, never even get to.
Right.
So I think it's really important to attach yourself to a sense of purpose. The reason I'm doing this is because of X, because I believe the world should be X.
Derek Champagne, that is the reason here. Why if I'm you're feeling isolated right now, day. If this
so I can not only live in that world, but other remotely people can live in that world. And so the world
uncertain.
I live in right now is
I want to
a world where
you to
I believe every single
mastermind.
Brand and creator
Come join
should
us.
Truly
it's Derek
own
Champagne,
the data that they put out on social media. They should have control over analyzing and deriving value from their data. And that's exactly why we do what we do. And that's honestly what motivates me, at least, to get out of bed and try to continue to blow this up and make it bigger.
Derek Champagne here. I want to connect with you to get your thoughts on the show, get your feedback on your favorite guests. Connect with me on LinkedIn right now. Send me a quick message. I look forward to talking to you.